Now I do the gavel. We're at correct. All right. I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board on February 13th, 2024 to order. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll start with introducing ourselves. I'm April Mensch.
And I'm Dorothy Gold.
Christian Barleon.
I'm the Secretary, Valerie Leva.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Texas Rules Liaison.
And from Tyler DiNorenzo, planning.
Awesome. Anyone else needs? Okay. All right, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public section. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name, last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by a majority vote. So now we move on to the approval of the minutes from January 30th. Do we have a motion?
A motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Now we move to the approval of the agenda today. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
I second.
Sorry, I forgot the first one. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Next is informational items. Do we have any informational items?
Yes, Chair. The first one is there is a new Title 30 virtual session happening for the public March 12th. From 9:30 a.m. to 10:30, and then also April 9th from 9:30 to 10:30. They're virtual, open to the public. And I do want to remind the board members, we did have town board training. If you guys can review the town board, if you weren't able to attend, review the training, and then just sign the acknowledgement form. I emailed it.
Right. Oh. I didn't get it.
Your email?
Wait, if I was there, do I have
you
to?
You were there. No.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't get it.
I'll touch base with you after.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was sick, Junior.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Now we move to the planning and zoning portion of our agenda. So item one is TM-23-500180, County of Clark LV Convention Authority Tentative Map, consisting of a one-lot commercial subdivision on 10 acres in an H1 zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard and the south side of Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester for possible action. Do we have someone here? Hello?
This beautiful map. I think the second half, I'll put it there. My name is John Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, with Locks Engineering, and I represent the applicant. We have our one-lot commercial subdivision map, like you stated, located at the southeast corner of Elvis Presley and Las Vegas Boulevard. Basically, the purpose of the map is so the owner can do a parcel split in the near future, but this is the first step in getting to that portion. So I'm not sure if there's any questions on tentative maps, but if you have any, I can try to answer them.
Does anyone have any questions?
Probably.
Any questions?
So this is a parcel, and you don't know yet what the parcel of land is going to be used for?
Not just yet. We're making it commercial, but the owner is...
And that's that's Las Vegas Boulevard,
Vegas,
and
yeah.
That's Elvis, that used to be called Riviera, right?
I believe so, yes, and then Fountain Blues up here.
Right.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah, right now we're just doing the map for them. I'm not sure. I know it's in the near future. They're going to split it, but I'm not exactly sure what the use is going to be at that point.
So we're just subdividing it on the map into a 1-acre parcel. I was a little bit, I haven't seen this before. So okay,
yeah, it's the parcel itself was just, it was a parcel which kind of locks in the lines. You can't do much with it. So when you make it a tentative map, that allows you to go into the future and parcel it out however many times you want. But it's only going to be 1 = 2 parcel lot they turn us into in the future. So.
Okay.
And that's not the... Is it owned by, is it Las Vegas Convention?
Yep.
It
yep.
is. Oh, it
yeah.
is the Las
Convention
Vegas Convention
that, yes.
Authority.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't have any other questions.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
The boring ones, I think.
Yeah. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Moving on to item 2. WS-23-0804 Concepcion Eldeques Herrera waiver of development standards to reduce setbacks in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single family residential zone generally located on the south side of Palma Vista Avenue approximately 600 feet west of Eastern Avenue within Winchester for possible action. Is anybody here?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, because
I did go to that team. We got it. And then that's that empty lot out there that the convention is setting up Seagull. Has a parcel of land where they're going to build a hotel up there.
Hi. Hello. My name is Yenia Castano, representing Eldeques Herrera. My last name is C-A-S-T-A-N-O, and this is the main dwelling, and then...
Oh, this is what we held from last
so,
week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was like a shed that's on the property or something?
Yeah, we removed it already.
Pardon?
We removed that already.
Oh, you have?
That part, yes.
Oh, okay.
That was the first thing we did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you're looking at, you have an addition.
Yes, and I have it on the
other. Yeah, remind us what yeah. you're here for.
Yeah, the addition and the setbacks. That's
okay.
what they were saying.
And you said that you bought the house. That,
like,
the house was like this when you bought.
I did want to move
by. Okay. Right. Did anyone, sorry, I didn't. Did anyone have any questions? when you bought the house, did either the buyer or seller's agent say anything to you about?
I guess, yes.
They
say they have a, yeah.
So they,
they
said know. That everything was fine. Did you have an inspection? Did the inspector say anything? Okay, and it was there before
just
the
you. And he okay. didn't say anything was wrong with it.
Right.
That's the only thing that.
So what is our issue here? That
she
there,
it's the and I did look.
Is it
at
there's
Google
an
Maps
addition
and
on
it,
the house?
Yeah.
Yes, on the
oh,
side.
On the house.
And the other side was the thing that we were talking about that we removed.
Oh, that's
yes.
okay. So now, so what is
the
problem?
The addition and the setback.
Yeah.
I did look at it on Google Maps. It looks
so
like the addition was
so
added a while
I have
ago.
The other,
this addition
the other.
Right here.
Oh, okay.
It's not 5 feet from
the wall. Oh, it's
I
not.
Think this one is good. Yeah.
Because okay. the last time
the
I believe it was the
okay.
other property, we were telling them they have to
right
fireproof
here.
It.
Okay. Oh,
fire.
So
I don't remember that one.
That's the not that this one, but in other
okay.
house.
Here,
and this
want,
is the same problem
you
here.
Clip it.
Yeah, so.
So once it goes through this process, it'll go to the building department, and the building department will tell them what they
thank
need
you.
To do.
Okay.
Yeah, the addition is right there in that corner.
Got it. Just hold
on the, well, it would be our left. Because that was a carport before.
Yeah, I remember looking at it, and it looks like it's been
so
on.
This is the
like
house.
It's been there like 10
they
years.
They added on.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that, one room?
One,
yeah.
yes, like.
And so it's just not far enough away
no.
from the front or from a neighbor's
the same,
wall?
The same.
Yeah, so I don't understand if the house itself
so,
is...
But that was a carport before. and they turn it into that. And the distance from the other house is not the distance.
Oh, so it's the, so the problem, are they saying, is the distance from
proper,
the other house?
It wasn't
house.
Properly built, yeah. But it was like that when she bought the house.
So does the neighbor have an issue with it? So why do we have an issue with it?
How did this come up? Did someone report you?
Oh, we received a letter, yeah.
Yeah, they got reported.
Oh.
Yeah.
Questions?
Well, no. I have no questions. The problem is that... What do about it?
I mean, what are they suggesting that you do with this addition into your home that you're living in?
To remove it. That's what they were saying.
Yeah,
that's why.
That's pretty much the same recommendation you get from the board.
And the neighbor doesn't mind that you're next door to, I mean, that it's that close to a wall?
It's attached. It's not even, you know, apart from the house. It's attached.
Right, it's attached, but I'm saying the...
Even
yeah,
if I have a door inside,
right,
that you communicate to the house.
Right.
So.
And it's not like you have an extra family living in there?
So you're using it like an extra room, but you're not renting it or anything.
Right.
It's just a family member.
It was just an addition here.
You're right.
But it looks like what happened was the addition wasn't permitted correctly by the former owners. Does this sound correct?
Yeah, that was
okay.
The issue, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
I actually drove with it.
Yeah, I had looked at it. I mean, the county is recommending denial, but
I don't agree.
I feel like when you pay people, when you buy a house, they should know to ask those questions.
Right.
And is this, you're just representing them? Is that correct? Or
yeah.
Is, okay.
No, I'm his girlfriend anyways.
Oh, so you are...
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, I guess we should have asked what your relationship was.
Yeah, sorry. He's working, that's why he couldn't come.
That's...
He's a truck driver.
Well, does anybody have a motion or any more questions?
No, but I don't agree with the county.
Do you want to make a motion?
I make a motion to disagree.
Well,
see, the tricky part is that we're going to set a precedent.
Well,
if you want to allow it, you would say we would approve.
Right,
or if you don't want to allow it,
then
would you?
I don't agree with it, so the motion would be to disapprove.
So to approve?
No, to approve.
Staff if approved.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I approve of the addition. I mean, I can't say because it looks like it's a perfectly fine place to live. And I can't see how someone, if they've... How long have you lived in the house?
Over a year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's rotten.
Did you get reported on
just
county website?
Just recently when we bought the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, if anyone has a motion.
So my motion is to disagree with the county.
So you're
to approve of this.
Motion to
approve
of
the amount. Yeah, I'm approving of her addition.
Her waiver of development.
Yes. I'm.
With approved conditions?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone want a second?
Is anyone going to second?
I'll second. And all in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Good luck.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we're only advisory, but I just think that.
What do the inspectors do? All right. Oh, yeah, I'm in charge.
Moving on.
Yes. So now, thank you. I will turn next. Now we move on to public comment portion for this item. If you would like,
We're at general business, aren't we?
Oh God, I have to turn the page. Sorry, guys, it's my first day.
It's general business.
Now we move to general business. Do we have? Next, we have the second portion of comments by the general public. Are there any comments by the public?
No.
Alrighty, so the next meeting is, when is our next meeting?
February 27th.
Okay, so our next meeting is February 27th, 2024. This meeting's adjourned. Yay!